You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's get into this note from listener Rochelle. And it's going to require that we do a little recap of something, because this was, I want to say, like 2 weeks ago. She goes, "Hi, boys. I heard you talking with that listener who was tired of the snow and wanted to live in the Caribbean. I thought you asked her a fair question. Why don't you do it?" So to recap quickly, let me jump in here. There was a caller, I can't remember, I think it might have been for Rattle Off or something like that, where we said something like, "What do you do for a living?" And I don't know. She said, "What I really want to do is I want to be a dive instructor in the Caribbean."
Right. And you were like, "Just go do it."
I said, "Why don't you just go do it then?" And she goes, "Oh, I don't know." And I was urging her. I was like, "Go do it. If that's what you want to do, now's the time. Go do it." So Rochelle wrote in. She goes, "I just wanted to share that I was born and raised in New Hampshire and always lived within 50 miles of my family, even when I went to college. But I'd visited Colorado once when I was 20 and never got over how beautiful it was. So when I was 29, I just made a decision one night. I went into the office the next day, quit my job, and started packing. I had no new job in Colorado, didn't know a soul, and just held my breath and took a chance." She writes, "That was 7 years ago, and although it was a difficult transition, I'm happy every day that I did it. I wanted to live somewhere and just decided to do it." And then she adds, "I hope your listener gets to the island sooner rather than later. Sometimes we think about it for so long that it paralyzes us." So true, Rochelle. Mm. She goes, "Thanks for talking about that with her. It brought back a sweet memory. Love your show. 3 exclamation points.
Oh, how very kind.
That's, we love you, nice. Back, Rochelle. I cannot encourage people to do this enough. And I know that there are sometimes circumstances that keep people from doing it, whether it's,
well, not sometimes.
Well, I'm married now and my spouse has got a job here that they don't want to leave. Or I've got an ill family member that I don't want to... I get all of that. But when you don't have that stuff, to continually just dream about moving somewhere, that's one of the beauties about living in a free country. If you want to move to the coast...
You can go.
Move
can
to the coast.
But again, like Rochelle's email, I mean, she was in her 20s when she did that. I mean, I feel like
29.
That's the time to do it, really, when you are not tied down. In your 20s, maybe early 30s, you know, if you are footloose and fancy free, then yeah, you can drop everything and bounce, essentially. But Dom,
why can't
you're right,
you when you're 40?
Because you've got kids and bills and jobs and family, and the list goes on and on and on, and it makes it way more difficult to do that. We talked many times about moving out of state, moving to, you know, Iowa, of all places. And we're like, no, we can't leave our friends. We love our friends. Our kids have friends now. They're deep into school. It'd be hard to pull them out and move them. Then you start getting into the thing, you know, where I'm seeing what my parents are going through with aging parents. And you're like, do I want to be halfway across the country when I have to start dealing with that kind of stuff? So as you get later into life, it's harder to do that. Just cut and run, you know?
Maybe. There might be
no,
a little
maybe,
bit.
No, maybe, for sure.
No, I think there's only a little
validation
for that.
Stacking of tons of stuff, you know?
First of all, let's eliminate the whole thing about you can't move kids. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're a smart guy.
I didn't say you can't. I didn't say you can't, but it's difficult to rip your kids out when they're going, you know, they've had their entire school career with friends now that they're developed essentially lifelong friends.
When you were thinking of moving... Lila, I think, was 4.
Oh, we were thinking about it last year, even.
And
I mean,
Reed was 8 when you guys were talking to me about it. So you mean their whole
No, we were talking
career.
About it last year, even. Like, going, you know, out of state, because now Nicole can work remotely. I could essentially work remotely. And we're like, guys,
right.
You can't pull everybody
when
away.
When you first started talking about it, you could have done it easily.
Yeah.
And your parents are not elderly.
Well, it's not
your
just my parents.
Parents
I'm like,
fit.
My entire family is here, you know, and I enjoy that. I enjoy spending time with my family and seeing everybody for holidays.
Well, then you should say
holidays.
That then.
Oh,
you should
I
just
do.
Say, I don't want to move because I don't want to leave my family.
Well, that's a huge part of it, yeah. And I think kids now, it'd be hard to rip somebody, a kid out of elementary school who's already developed friendships and plunk him in a brand new school. It's difficult.
I think it's good for kids, to be honest with you. I was a military brat, like a lot of our listeners. I moved every 2 years. Loved it. It was great. Did I have friends? Hell yeah, I had friends. But I moved, I made new friends.
See,
and I think you learn a lot.
You do. And that. My wife was moved a lot. She was like 40 different places growing up. And she's like, I don't want that for my kids because I hated it. I mean, they pulled her out of high school junior year and plunked her into a new high school. I mean, imagine that stress of being a senior at a new location. And she's like, I didn't want to do that.
I agree. That's challenging. But for everyone who's listening who is in their 20s or 30s, even if you're married, the thing about being terrified of moving to a new spot, I think, well, let me just say this. I wish people would get over that. And if you want to live somewhere, move there. And that's as simple as it gets. If you want to live somewhere, move there. Look at Rochelle. She wanted to live in Colorado. She jumped off the cliff, and here she came out and did it. And we just talked to somebody last week on our show who was complaining about the weather, and I hate the snow, and I'm sick of the snow. I don't want to live here anymore. And I said it again to her. I said, why don't you move?
Well, what if you've got a stable job, you know, that's terrifying for somebody to quit a job and move cross country. You've got bills.
Of course it's challenging.
You got bills to pay.
But there's also an argument to be made that this is the best time ever to go and find a new job because
there's a lot of openings
everywhere are dying for people.
And there's a lot of chances to work remotely right now.
Let's open up the phones. I'd love to hear from people who did what Rochelle did and jumped off a cliff. Just said, I don't know anybody there. I don't have family there. I'm just going to move. Listener Amber sent me a Facebook message, and she goes, I was 36, single, and sick of my life in Texas. I did like Rochelle, where I quit, took my $6,000 in savings, and started over in Boulder. That was 11 years ago, and I can't recommend people do it enough. It's got some fear attached to it, of course, but it sure teaches you a lot. Amen, sister.
Wow.
Amber, these lines are jam-packed. If we do not get to every call, don't be mad at us. We're going to do the best we can, and we might have to go through them relatively quickly. Hey, Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What do you know about this just picking up and moving thing?
Yes, I've done it twice, both to different countries, and I really can't recommend it enough because even if you do end up coming back for whatever reason, the time you spent elsewhere is invaluable.
Even countries, even Dom. I can't even
like what countries?
Can imagine going to Fort Collins.
I first went to Australia, came back home after my visa was up, and then a few years later went to New Zealand.
Holy cow! How old were you when you did that?
I was 24 the first time and 28 the second.
All right.
I have thrown out the idea to Gretch more than once about us moving again and picking up and going to either like Spain or Portugal and living in the south of Spain or Portugal. Mm-hmm. I can see doing that and especially doing this radio show, Danielle, because then I wouldn't have to get up until noon to do this morning
gosh,
radio
what
show.
What a
in
gig.
Why are you still here?
She's like, get out of here.
I'm so glad you called. Thank you
Thanks,
for being
Danielle.
On the show, Danielle.
Thanks so much.
See you later.
Why are you still here? Oh, that's great. Christine, good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Have you ever just picked up and moved?
Oh, yes, I have. We went from Colorado to Hawaii on a whim about 6 months. We knew about 6 months ahead of time because of our animals. And we did that in 2016.
So you didn't have any kids or anything holding you back?
No, we were empty nesters and didn't have grandkids yet.
Yeah.
So we had always wanted to live there. So we went without jobs, without place to stay. And but we did have a very small inheritance from my husband's father who had passed. And we decided that would be the only time in our life we would be able to do it.
That's nice. That helps.
So,
yeah.
Good for you.
So you didn't have parents to take care of.
Work quick. Yep.
Good for you.
So no kids, no parents. All right, cool.
Yeah, Christine, that's fantastic. You know what? You're going to need an inheritance if you move to Hawaii. That's damn expensive.
Oh, no joke. My God.
And you know what? My son and my daughter-in-law did that. They had a whim. They're like, we want to live in Hawaii.
Yeah,
they moved to Hawaii.
No kids, though, right? They could just pick up and go.
No kids.
No kids.
But
yeah. All right.
They do have schools in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, no. It just makes it easier to bounce. It just makes it easier to bounce when you don't have a family.
You make me laugh with this. You can't move
children. Well, so far, your example, no kids, easier to move. Empty nester, no kids and no family. They've been passed. And then Danielle was 24 years old. So essentially, in the first three calls, they've completely made my point.
Dominic when he was young.
I'm not denying that it's great. You should move. Go where you want to go. But when you get to a certain age, it is much more difficult to do that. Much more.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
is. 100%
it is much
with
harder
all due
to
respect,
do it.
Why is it much more difficult?
Because you've got a family.
Room,
you're just
going to
quit your job and willy-nilly drive to Texas with no job and no plan? Like,
no, get
I've always wanted to live in Texas.
Get the job first, then.
It's much harder, it's much scarier, and it's probably not the smartest decision to do. You've got a family to take care of.
You and I are going to have to strongly disagree over this. Hello, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just enjoying this conversation because I've moved many times. And my first move was as a child myself at 8 years old. My parents moved from Cardiff, Wales back to Ireland, and I loved it. They were originally from Ireland. So just relaying any fears that Jeremy has.
I have a lot, Chris.
He lives a life of fear. Chris,
I will
let
say,
me ask you something.
I do want to go to Ireland, though.
How did you survive it as a child moving? How did you survive?
You left all your friends.
Oh, my God.
It was fabulous. We were different, and we were interesting to people because we had a different background. And so it was fantastic, actually.
I would even throw out the argument that you're doing your children a disservice if you don't move them at least once. Because I think that teaches them a lot.
You can go on vacation.
Well,
go on vacation.
Yeah. Chris, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you for being on the show. Here's Christian. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think?
Well, honestly, as a child, I moved a lot. But just recently, in October of last year, I moved my family to Colorado from Missouri. And just loved it. I also found out after I moved that I have family here, which was nice. And my dad was born here. I have a 13-year-old son that switched schools. It wasn't easy, but he likes it here. There's a lot more activities, a lot more things he can do here because in Missouri, we lived in a small town. So there was hardly anything he could do.
Well, that's good.
I also have an 18-year-old that is graduating high school, and I did not move her. She is in Missouri. So
I've heard families doing that before. We got to run. Yeah. Thank you for that
All
call.
Right, thank you.
I've heard people doing that before,
leaving
too.
Leaving a kid behind.
Where the high school senior will
like the
stay
high school
with
part.
Someone.
That's hard to start a new high school.
I won't deny that. Nicole, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, we moved to Colorado 7 years ago on a whim. We came out here three times and did not want to go back to Chicago. It was the first place we visited that we didn't want to go back home, and now we have two kids here, and my family's all back in Michigan, and, I mean, when it comes to family, we just make it priority. We go back probably, like, once every 2 to 3 months and visit there, we just make sure that we keep that connection, and it works out.
I love that you just did it on a whim, Nicole. I think that's the best. Good for you.
Yeah, and I didn't have a job. My husband was working remotely, and now I work for myself. So it all worked out.
Nice.
It always does. It always works out.
Nicole,
thank you for the time. Hey, I loved hearing from our listeners about this
stuff.
Thank
you, everybody, for calling in. That was packed lines.
Appreciate
actually.
It. And thank you, Rochelle, for the note to kick it all off.